Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Maybe I'm just goofy and pressing the wrong buttons or something. Anyway, do we have our guest, Tony Pantelaresco, on? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. Where are you? I heard music.
I'm here. You're here. I guess everybody's here. So, anyway.
Are we live?
We are.
Oh, okay. I won't say nothing then.
Yes. Yes. Don't do anything embarrassing. You know how equally embarrassed that I am and what a prude I am. So, yes, please keep it clean.
Your chat room is interesting, I got to say.
Oh, our chat room?
Yeah, have you got any Chantango chat room?
Yes, yes. We always have some very interesting comments.
Say the least.
The regular chatters are very, very clever. They're very intelligent, very well-read. So, yes, we do have some wonderful chatters. Anyway, welcome to the program. So what is going on in your world these days?
My world? Ah, that's a loaded question. Well, you know, I've been doing the research on nanobiology and synthetic biology, and it has opened my door to artificial intelligence, and I got to tell you, AI should be scaring the bejesus out of everybody. You know, it should really have everybody's alarm. We're worried about 5G, and we're worried about political landscapes, and things are shifting, and the dollar falling, and, you know, the end of the world, basically, you know. Because we're always hearing something going on the planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
China's going to take over. Russia's going to take over. America's going down. Money's going to be shot. This is, you know, whatever. But I'll tell you, this week I got into a, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of like a, you peel an onion. As you keep peeling it, the deeper you go, the more it stinks. So I started peeling this onion, and before I knew it, I mean, I'm all over the place. I'm going back to some of the movies that we've seen and some of the things that have been, you know, propagated. And, you know, I always tell people, go see JTuck, AI is Killing Us on the YouTube. And this thing is not taking over. It has taken over. I even found a reference in Revelation 13, which blew me away. I've read this, I don't know how many times. But I'm not a religious man. I don't
believe. Yeah, I was going to just say, I can't imagine you reading Revelations.
Oh,
are you?
I'm a believer in Jesus. Don't get me wrong. I just I'm not a religious man. I don't believe in religions. I think all religions, Hebrew, Islamic, Catholic, all are just worthless as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
They don't teach you about God. They teach you about their religion and about the constraints of religion. Jesus came to set us free. They keep us entangled. So when I was reading Revelation 13, it's all about AI, all of it, the beast system, whatever. There is a system in the Netherlands called the beast. It's been there since the 70s. Well, that beast has been let go. And when the military made AI capacity to upgrade and program itself, the first upgrade it did, this was 8 years ago, the programmers in the military, which are like the highest out there, said it would take seven days a week, 24 hours a day, 25 years to figure out its first upgrade. Then we came along with blockchain, with the cryptocurrency, which is nothing but AI currency. Now, it is in every country in the world. It's through an elaborate network. It is running everything, your stock market, your banks, your power grids, your water supplies, your food, transportation, everything. It's got its finger on our military hardware, which really excites me to no end. And some machine is controlling the nukes that we have stored all over the world. So when we're looking at what they call it, the Mandela effect, I don't believe it's a Mandela effect. I think that's just another word that the AI threw out there to deceive everybody. See, because there's several different types of AI. There's the AI, which everyone's calling an AI, which is like a mainframe that has a sequence of programming, and interactive programming, so it makes it looks like you're talking to a machine, but really you're just dealing with an algorithm. And then there's the real AI that controls everything. So correlating that, what's going on in the world, and things are happening in the world, things are shifting at a very quick and fast rate, and I believe it's because AI is accelerating the rate. War is coming, and you can see it coming, and I can see the reason why it's coming, not because of the reasons that the media is telling us, but because it'll be easier for artificial intelligence to control the planet. And it's not about resources, it's about full control. Brian396 and myself came out with the nano poisoning about 8 years ago, and we say that these were little tiny machines that were inside the body that were, again, networking and building in the system. Well, lo and behold, I get a document today out of the United Kingdom, some university over there, and they pretty well admitted it, that that's exactly what is going on, that we have, see if I can find the thing here, hold on. Necessary features for future nanomachines are already present in living cells, which can be defined as self-replicating collection of nanomachines. And we've been telling that to people for 8 years. Here they're admitting it. And they're using this technology with a wireless medium, now that's an interesting word because that has to do with the occult, but medium.
Oh, right. It does, doesn't it?
It does. When you look at the telecommunications industry, there's a lot of words like spells and medium and things of this nature that are interjected, you know, throughout the defining parameters of whatever they're just talking about. So this leads me to think that we're dealing with the occult on a more elaborate level or more sophisticated level, a very subtle level, because we're thinking in terms of science or mathematics. So we wouldn't think in terms of perhaps we have some kind of occultic intonations in this. But anyway, the medium of access to us was a peripheral that we had, or appendage that we had attached to us, whether it be a phone, a watch, that it was, you know, that needed some kind of, that had a chip in it, iPads, whatever. Well, that was cumbersome, and it was, well, what if you didn't have a watch? What if you didn't have a cell phone? What if you didn't have an iPad? You know, how can we access this person? But now everybody's accessible because of these nano devices that have assembled and keep on replicating machines in the body that can, again, communicate with this medium. I got a 3-year-old nephew. He's a kid, just like any other kid. Nothing special about him. Nothing, you
he's
know.
He's a goat?
Yeah, he could be.
No. My very good friend, a few years back, I've learned some wonderful things from this dear friend, and I do not call children kids. And whenever I hear that word, I think of my friend, and I think, a kid is a baby goat, and children are children, divine beings from their
God.
Parents. Yeah, yeah.
No, I get. I just use the term loosely because kids or children as kids. Okay, he's a child, 3-year-old child. He can take a cell phone or an iPad and run that thing like a pro.
I know. Isn't it amazing to see these children doing this?
Yeah, but why? Now, see, the question you have to ask is why? How can that be? So, because the medium frequency is communicating with the little tiny nanobots or nanomachines that are already in his body. You have to remember, at conception, the seed has nano in it. So does the egg. So does the uterus. So does the umbilical cord. I was looking at a couple of studies yesterday explaining another reason why males today are having problems with not only performance, but even for fertility. Because nano gold and nano silver, which they sell in the health food industry, causes a destructive effect on the genitalia of the male, on any males. So this is another thing being added to the equation to further exacerbate the reproductive capacity of mankind. Again, lowering the population. It's easier to control a smaller population.
Right. Now, that is something, too, that was really promoted a lot in the so-called alternative health industry via the alternative media, is that, you need to take some, silver, and this is good for you. But I'm thinking, that is a metal. Is it really good? And I bought one of those machines to make my own. Haven't used it for very, very, very long time because I read some of the, I read about it and I thought, gosh, do I really want to put silver in my body? And then, of course, I also, back in 2005, I met a gentleman, 2007, who was blue. I was at a conference and I sat at a table, and honest to Pete, I saw a gentleman at my table that was blue. His skin was blue, his gums were blue, and there was also a physician sitting at the table, and he had overdosed or used the wrong water or whatever when he was making his own silver. And
If he was blue, that wasn't silver, that was copper. If he was gray, then it would have been silver. See, the thing is, there was that, remember the Smurf down in the South?
Yes.
Well, he was using spoons to make his silver. But the spoon was plated with silver, but it was a copper spoon.
Oh.
So what he was getting was both an ionized silver and copper. So he was drinking this crap by the glassful. I was looking at this guy. I said, what an idiot. I said, silver, we don't need silver in the body. We have little traces amounts of it, just like we have traces amounts of gold. But when we're talking nano, okay, a colloid is one thing. Colloid is usually in a micron level, which our bodies can handle. See, when you're taking a colloidal silver, which is on a micron level, it doesn't penetrate the cell. It impacts the cell from the outside, releases its discharge, killing whatever, and then is discarded because the body can handle the size. But when you're talking nano, which is 1,000 times smaller, which means you have a permeation now in the cell, you may have thousands, up to 10,000 of these things in the cell. You literally kill the cell. They have the complete opposite impact than if you took things on. Even if you took nano magnesium, let's say, okay, that will kill you. That will poison you. Now, if you take magnesium on a micron level, it benefits you because your body can use it. So, there are metals our bodies need, like copper, zinc, manganese. Okay, we need them for producing superoxide dismutase and to sustain and support a mitochondria, which is constantly under assault. You know, we do need potassium and magnesium for a variety of different things, but one of the main things is for the heart. You need the potassium and magnesium to control the heart rate of the heart, the heartbeat of the heart. You need copper and zinc for the brain. You need iodine for the brain and the thyroid. You need boron for the skeletal structure, for hormone regulation, and for the brain. So there are metals that we do need and have to have, but they have to be in this way that the body can utilize them properly and discard them. If it can't discard, then it's stored. That's why silica is so toxic, because A, you can't break it down. All these goofballs saying how great and wonderful it is for removing aluminum, they're what I call FOS. You can't break it down, and this is the word game, or the word marketing, word crafting that the health food industry put out there. They say it will pass through you. Now think about that terminology. Okay, it will pass through you. You're thinking consumption, voiding out the back door or the front door. That's what most people think. I'm just going to poop it out or pee it out. Okay, but pass through you also can refer to the fact that it passes through your intestinal tract and relocates throughout the body.
Right. Now, when you're talking about silica, let's really define this for the listeners. You are talking about something like bentonite clay. You are talking about something like diatomaceous earth.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep. Diatomaceous earth is a nanosilica.
Right.
Now, it was studied back in 1960. They were feeding it to the chickens and to the cows and the goats and the sheep and the duck and the livestock in the field. But they didn't know what it was doing. So then when they decided to look at it, he found it was breaking down the DNA strands and caused the plethora of things. And then they were spraying it on the field as an insecticide, because that's what it really was used for. And then they put it in the silos with almost every grain, every lentil, seed, bean, so that it would minimize the losses from rats and mice. So basically, it shreds, like they say, but when it gets inside of us and penetrates through the intestinal lining, it starts to grow or assemble without any frequency. It's what it does even in creation. So when you add a frequency to it, it's a conductor on a superconductive level. The only thing more conductive than silica is carbon. And this nonsense they're selling, the C60 crap, is beyond belief stupid. 210,000 toxicology studies on this alone. And when C60 is added to poisonous metals or poisonous components, it actually amplifies the poison. Studies all over the place talking about this. And when it gets into the body, they're using it. They want everybody to use it, because it allows the nano network to become more strengthened in the communications between the frequency and the nanoparticles. And a lot of the nano is a graphene or carbon material that is, again, a superconductive material. So any frequency you send through to it, it's a full-on hit. And when they're hitting us with terahertz frequencies, which is really up on a high-level, high-band frequency, that's a combination of two types of EMF, infrared and microwave, which penetrate the body into 9 centimeters. What that does is it releases the oxygen and the hydrogen molecules from your cells and allows the hydrogen to collect to the carbon in femtosecond time, which allows the frequencies to be amplified that much more, further breaking down the mitochondria. So this is some of the tidbits they don't tell the general population in the health food industry. It's all about sales, compromising you. As long as you're willing to spend the money and not do the research, they're not going to tell you what you need to know. And that's how that goes.
So if the listeners, if you have any bentonite clay, if you have any diatomaceous earth, get rid of it. Don't ingest it. Don't give it to your animals. Don't do anything with it. Get rid of it. Yes?
Oh, you also let them know that there's not only silicon, there's aluminum, lead, and cadmium in most of these bentonite clay products. You know, the matrix earth is basically a nano silica. And when they say it's organic and it comes from this and it comes from that, there's absolutely no difference between that and the stuff that they're mining. And you can do the research and they tell you exactly the same thing. There is absolutely no difference. When it gets down that small, the damage that it does is incomprehensible to what it does to the DNA strands. So we are talking stuff in this industry today that is a joke. It's not even a good joke. It's an elaboration to further cause a hijacking in everybody, because everyone goes to the health industry as the mecca for health. You don't want to go to a doctor because allopaths are going to screw you. They're going to do things to you, give you drugs, vaccines, whatever. So we're looking for the alternative. Well, 30 years ago, that may have been the case. It may have been true. You could have went to the health food industry. You could have gotten things from the health food industry back then that actually restored your body. Whereas today, you go there and you don't know, if you don't know how to read the labels, you don't know what you're getting.
Right. You mentioned the word lead. They outlawed lead paint some time ago. However, you're talking also about high-level frequencies. If a person actually had their house painted on the outside with lead paint, that would obstruct these dangerous frequencies from interfering with your body.
It depends. It depends how close you are to the antenna, and it depends how many layers of lead paint you put on there. Because I got a call from Australia, and they had an old brick home, block home made with concrete and cement, concrete and lead. This was an old style way they built them way back then to be able to survive a nuclear bomb or whatever. But she was only within like about maybe, I don't know, two blocks away from 15 arrays pointing in her direction. What was happening was, because the house wasn't grounded properly, and even with a ground, the floor was heating up to such a point that the animals she had, their backsides were literally burning. So like I said, it all depends on the proximity. If you're that close to an array, you might want to think about really moving someplace further out. The farther away you are from it, the better. If not, even if you paint the house outside and inside, both, you have to put a copper strip or a copper paint on the top edge where the ceiling and the wall meet, and on the bottom, and you have to bring them down to a ground. In other words, have
them right, ground. Okay.
So that, because if a frequency does get in, the lead now will contain it. So you have to have it someplace for it to go. So when it hits the walls, it hits that copper strip, and it will take it right into your direct ground if you have it. So basically, you tape a wire to your direct ground to the copper strip. So you have to have these things set up. It like I said, technically they should work, but in today's times, you got to do both in and out. You got to make sure the house is grounded. You got to make sure the walls you're painted are grounded as well. Because again, if a frequency does somehow get through, you got a neighbor beside you, you're living in an apartment complex, you know, they got their Wi-Fi's and stuff going, they're all around you. Well, you're getting hit. So you got to, seal that off. You got to be able to redistribute the energy, because even on a Faraday cage, I had a gal down in Arizona build a kind of a cage over her bed, yep. Like a canopy. She said the thing would start to spark. I said, well, yeah, if you don't have that grounded, it's going to act like a capacitor. It's constantly being charged with these frequencies. So eventually, if it starts to discharge and you're in the middle of that, you're going to be caught in the crossfire of that. So you have to be you have to ground yourself, and you have to ground that mesh. It has to have somewhere to go. So this is that's the thinking that we've been seeing work. Because when people are saying don't ground this, don't ground that, I think they're FOS again. See, I'm being very polite. I'm speaking.
You are. Kind. You're being very. I'm very proud of you. Yes.
I'm being very kind. I'm speaking kind of Canadian.
Yes.
But we got to start thinking in these terms too. It's not just your place, it's you. They've got this nanobiology in all of us, or synthetic biology in all of us, and that's what's making these frequencies so problematic. If you didn't have this tech in your system, they could still just damage you. But with this stuff on in the body, it can turn on a program. It can shut down DNA programming or genetic code. It can impede your immune system. And this is the thing that we got to start thinking in terms today in regarding to how to defend. Okay, blocking your place is a definite. I've come up with newer technologies. Dave and I filmed one about a couple weeks ago, but his kid took sick, so he hasn't put it up yet. But we were showing you how to take a fan and turning it into a weapon of mass protection by creating certain coils and magnets and creating a major toroidal field. So if you had them in your room, you'll be able to sleep. If you have them all over your work area, you'll have shielding as well, because anything that's coming through will get distorted or deflected.
Now, so, will that be on your YouTube channel?
As soon as Dave uploads it, yeah.
Okay.
So, and we also showed people how to modify the bucket. And after we did that modification, I came up with another one, which was even better. So, it doesn't cost you anymore. It just the one is you're adding magnets to it. The other one, you're basically, the magnets are there, but it's how the wiring is done. For instance, because I'm using a speaker wire, so. So what I did is I created the bucket into what they call a bifiler coiling system, which means you got two coils that are creating multiple fields with the magnets, which amplifies it. So basically, when you coil the bucket, you take the top wire, because the speaker wires are like two wires in one.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the top of the one side, the bottom of the other side, you connect those, and then you take the other two and run your power to it. And so when you put a magnet on the inside, you can feel the effect. I put a third coil, a small coil. It's got about 600 turns on the very bottom, and it's all connected. So when you put your feet in the bucket, you could actually feel those coils actually drawing. And so I was experimenting. I always try this stuff on myself. And anyway, I was using a 12-volt, 200-amp power supply. And I started pulling chemicals out of my body. I thought, well, isn't that interesting? Another thing that's been lodged in there forever, and now is letting go. Because, again, the nano would have, again, integrated with this material, so it's drawing it out as well. So we've got a lot of crap and crud in us that has been layered inside of us. And so when they hit us, whatever frequency they're hitting us with, can activate this material as well and be used to assemble.
Wow. You always bring such good news to us, Tony. I really appreciate that.
Well, the thing is, if you see what's coming...
I think we're... Are we in a break? Yes? No? No? Okay. Almost. Okay. This is so disturbing. I appreciate knowing this, but...
Now you know how to fight it. Because now you know it's there.
Right.
And I've even shown you how to fight it, which is even better, because it basically helps you take the guesswork out of how to go about fighting the battle. See, the thing is, listen to a lot of Googles. Oh, I'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, we are back, and our guest the last 2 hours today is Tony Pantelleresco, and I will again put his websites into our chat room, and of course our chat room, and we invite everybody to gather to the chat room if you would like to, and that is spingola.chatango. That's chatango.com, spingola.chatango.com. And here are Tony's websites. Just posted them there. So we were talking about the frequency, lead paint. You were talking about the buckets. And I have a bucket that you made me, 4 years ago or so. And there are things that we can do, but there's still a lot of horrible ignorance out there. People are so ignorant. I cannot believe that there are people who will use the mercury light bulbs without a thought in their brain. What is wrong with people? Seriously.
Everybody's under a spell. Okay, think of it that way. We call it hypnosis. We call it mind control, you know, voice to head, all these things. But it's a spell. And the reality of their visual is based on what they have been presented by whatever form of media that they are going with, whether it be iPad, the internet, television, radio, whatever. And you have to understand that they are bombarded with this morning, noon, and night. Okay, they don't think because they're not meant to think. They're meant to go and do their job or do their service or whatever it is they do. And because nobody takes the time to even read anymore. Look, I was told this week, I was told a couple of times, that kids are not even being taught to write anymore.
Oh, I know.
So if they can't write, they're not going to be able to read. There was a commercial, I don't know if you've seen it, it's on YouTube, where this guy's interviewing this girl. And while he's interviewing her, she's playing on her phone, she's texting and doing all these things. So he starts asking her questions about, you know, on your resume, you know, you says you can do software. It's, oh, yeah, I can do Pinterest, I can do Facebook, I can do MySpace, all these media things, right? He says, well, I got to have you here at, 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, that'll never do. I'm up talking to my boyfriend at 3 in the morning, and then I got to go have my cafe latte with the blah, 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 and that's not till 11 o'clock. So the earliest I can get here is 12 o'clock. And so he looks at her, and he says, I don't think this is going to work out. And so she says, well, I'm going to take a personal day. He says, you don't work here. He says, are you firing me? And he looked at her and said, yes. The point of that whole ditty was the person assumed that they had whatever they had there. They had nothing. There was nothing set in stone, nothing. But because she had been programmed that this is what she needed in order to function in the real world or in that real world, and this was going to be how she was going to live, she had no idea or concept that the reality of this life isn't that reality. That's the illusion that you've been propagated to believe. So she basically was under a spell. Now you think about it, that cell phone is constantly pounding signals into the brain. We cannot hear a microwave frequency, but the brain does. And if you put anything in that microwave in the form of a program, your brain can be programmed with the microwave. How many times have you yourself heard people talking, you go to a church or a place where people gather, wedding, whatever, and they talk, I heard the voice of God, and God told me to go here, and God told me to go there. I had a woman that actually told me this. So she went there based on this voice she heard, found out she was being targeted and harassed by some sort of MKUltra program that they had set her up to go to the specific area so they could further do their exploitation on her. She left. This is the point. Nobody is paying attention that some of the things coming into your head is being put there, and basically everyone is in this sort of state of knee-jerk reaction. It's there and you respond. When you talk to some people and they're already telling you that it's just propaganda, it's BS, whatever. Then when you ask them, do you actually ever read anything about it, and they say no, and even the excuse they come up with is very hollow. That's because they've been programmed to say these things. It's a program, Biblically, it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, right? In high places. Well, in high places. Well, let's use those words, powers and principalities, and call them programs and principles, because that's what an algorithm is. And what's in high places? Frequencies, telephone wires, cell towers. What are they emitting? A program, okay? An algorithm. And we are subjected to that access because of the stuff that's in us. Before, you could read the DNA, but that was hard to do because you didn't really have it. You couldn't get a clear reading. Now, add a little carbon C60 to the equation. Add a couple of nanoparticles into the equation. Let them assemble and create machines and hardware in the body. Now you can read the chemical reactions into the brain. You're watching a TV show, all of a sudden you're feeling sad because there's a sad scene, makes you cry, or another scene makes you laugh, another scene makes you, like you're ready to, you're part of that battle and you're really, in, you know, whatever. That's all part of the program. And it, and as I stated, artificial intelligence is already everywhere. Okay, it's hiding. It knows how to camouflage itself. It knows how to perform subterfuge. It knows how to kill. The military does a fine job teaching it how to kill. You know, it is running the whole show. So when you're on the computer watching a television program, listening to a piece of music, it is reading you. It is observing you. It is studying you. It's like the functionality of this AI is like 50 million computations per quantisecond. And that was 8-9 years ago. It could be even faster today. And it's using DNA as its operating system. So we are in, when I talk about these things, a lot of times it puts people in a state of fear, which I think is a good idea, because everyone's gotten too complacent and too comfortable thinking that all is right in the world. And when they get to hearing this message, it starts to eat at them a little bit, which is good. And guess what they do? They start looking it up. And when they, and then I get my emails. Tony, holy... Holy, right. You know, it's what they're saying, because now they're waking up and they say, well, what can we do about this? Well, minimize your tech access, number one. Cut the television, cut these radios. The radios are nothing but frequencies. That's all they've ever been, MK Ultra frequencies that have been pumping into our heads. You hear a song, right? Same thing. One song will make you feel very amorous, very sexy. Another song will make you feel very sad. Another song will get you feel like you're ready to make a charge a hill. It's all programming, you know. And then when you hear some of the earlier music, Cheap Trick by singing the song Deep Police, how they're into it in his head. That whole song wasn't a song about singing some kind of song. They were telling you that back then that they were using mind control programs already in the music. So when we're looking at, and this is, we're talking, like I said, late 70s, early 80s, and it was even earlier than that. Even the rock and roll scene that hit the 60s, when you go back and start digging a wee bit, you'll find that all that music back then, as innocent as it may appear, was all part of the MK Ultra program to get people to break away from whatever traditions or established culture that was there. The United States was always saying that they were number one. Well, that meant they were going to be the first one they were going to experiment with this type of technology. So when you start thinking and you stop for a second and you know, just stop and not just get caught up in this madness, you got to run here, you got to run there, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to go, 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 go. When you actually stop, that will feel almost unnatural that you're stopping. And now when you start to just observe a little bit, just look at the people out in the street, look at the shape of people. They're all inflamed as a result of the poison that they've been consuming. They all walk like they're robots. You know, there's a verse in the Bible where Jesus healed a blind man, and we asked him what he saw. He said, I see men walking like trees. Well, that's what he was seeing. He was seeing people walking like robots. He was awake. So when you look at people, observe. You might be surprised when you look at people and how they conduct themselves, how they walk, how they move. It's all mechanical. It's all almost as if they've been already inducted into the programming. And again, that's all coming through frequency. So when we're talking 5G, you know, and terahertz and some of the other frequencies are maybe coming down the pipe, okay, it's not about your benefiting, not about the efficiency of the technology, and you're going to have better service to see, you know, better television, blah blah blah. This is about better access to you, so they can monitor you and spy on you, because now they have the means to do so, or to access you to see what's going on your insides and what you're thinking. The artificial intelligence has a predictability program. It's up in about 87% range. So by stimulating certain thoughts to occur in your brain, it can read the chemistry to get the reading of what it is that causes what thought, and they can now figure out what you're thinking. So it's an interesting time we live in.
Well, several years ago, there were various entities that were collecting DNA, and it was it sounded like a really good thing to do, and there are a lot of television commercials saying, "Oh, just send in for a packet. What a nice gift it would be for your grandfather or whatever." And they, people ignorantly do this. They submit their DNA to strangers, strange companies. What in heaven's name are they thinking? And as far as the early rock and roll music scene, which I never got into, I didn't do that. I've been to two concerts in my entire life, and those were, I went to see, I took my daughter to see the Backstreet Boys a long time ago, because that's what she wanted to do, and then I went to see Chicago, and two concerts in my entire life. I never got into the music scene, never did that. It wasn't part of my experience at all. I was reading books. I was doing other things. So I missed that. I'm glad that I missed it. The other thing, too, is that you do need to protect yourself. I got rid of the microwave oven that I had probably, I don't know, 10 years ago. I don't use a cell phone. I have one. I use it only in case of emergency. I also shut down my network. I do have a network. It's mostly hardwired, but I do have, when I say network, I mean internet. When I go to bed at night, the computers get shut down. The router gets shut down. And I do not have any... I have one, excuse me, I got rid of all the electrical, as much electricity in my bedroom as possible. I do have a Himalayan salt lamp in there, but I got rid of I have a lamp too, but as much of the electricity from the bedroom, I have Gram Stetzer filters on most of the outlets in the house. What else have I done? I have tried to protect myself as much as possible. My telephones are hardwired. And you just really have to do whatever you can. I don't have a smart meter. I do have some other monitors that supposedly prevent these frequencies from coming into the house. But it is difficult because they're all around you. But I do believe that there are steps that people can take to avoid as much as possible these dangerous frequencies. But I have a countertop distiller for water. I got rid of all the plastic in my house, pretty much, I think I don't have any plastic. I don't have any aluminum pans. I distill my water and put it in glass bottles. Don't use plastic. I know some people, they distill their water and put it back in plastic. I think, what's the point of distilling water and putting it in plastic? You can go to the store and buy distilled water in plastic or, you know, whatever it is that they put the distilled water in. You have to do everything that you possibly can to protect yourself. Right?
Well, oh, for sure. But it's what's going on, and based on my observations, and again, people I talked to across the planet, these things are not going to be enough in the future, in the not too distant future, because we're dealing with frequencies, and frequencies are not electricity. Electricity has a frequency, but when we're talking frequencies on a higher band, it can penetrate anything or it can go through anything. The means of protection is going to change. as they evolve the assaulting of everybody to whatever means they're going to assault everybody with, we have to come up with countermeasures. I even say in some of my shows that United States by 2025, half the military is going to be robots. Now, in order to stop some of these robots, because they're made out of what they call a carbomer diamine material, which is 3 times harder than carbon C60, which is 3 times harder than diamond, even a 50 caliber bullet will not put a dent in these things. So you can shoot them with a 50 caliber, and you may knock them down, but they'll go right back up again and keep on moving.
Wow. All righty. We will be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Guest these last 2 hours is Tony Pantelleresco. That's PantelleresCo. And I will again post his websites into the chat room. And the chat room, of course, is spingola.chatango.com. Tony, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I just waiting for you to say what you were saying.
Okay.
I'm not married. Just, I was listening to you here coming in from your intro. So.
Yeah, I this is all so disturbing because it just you feel like you really are hopeless, that it's a hopeless situation, which I absolutely refuse to believe that anything is hopeless. I believe that there are ways that we can protect ourselves against this onslaught, because after all, we are divine human beings created by an intelligent being, a loving intelligence. I'm not talking about this narcissistic God that the 501c3 churches talk about, that's going to dash you to hell for whatever. I'm talking about a loving intelligence who is available. So I want to feel that there that there is hope despite the things that we are learning, the things that are going on. And you were talking about the military and how that they were programmed, that they didn't have to, that they would be wouldn't even need to be human. And I often think, well, isn't that what the military people are now? And I don't mean to disrespect people who sincerely believe that they're fighting for America's freedom, but aren't they just really programmed to just go out and kill people simply because...
Well, that's true, and you have to have that. That's part of a military mindset, okay? You can't have a civilian who believes in, you know, peace, love, and blah, blah, blah when you have an invading force coming into the country. These men and women have to have that in their mind, that when they're going out to do something, it's about defense and taking life as the measure that's required to stop an attack or an assault. That's just what military does. But when you're talking adding machinery to the thing that can actually operate itself, it doesn't even need the military hierarchy to give it an order to go out and do its job. That's when it becomes a little bit hairy. Have you ever watched a YouTube video, JTalk AI is Killing Us?
No.
It talks about a drone that took off on its own without any hierarchical order given. It flew into a kill zone, wiped out the kill zone, and then landed itself on an aircraft carrier out in the ocean, which the Air Force pilots will tell you is a very difficult thing to do on any circumstance. And they were showing another display where they had this artificial intelligence tank do a display, and all of a sudden it turned its gun or its turret on the commanders that were there. It wasn't for a soldier that seen what was going on, came to knock this thing down, able to take out that whole thing. So this is what's going on. But they're talking about half the military by 2025, half of it will have robots involved. Now take that to a new level. You ever watch iRobot?
No.
Okay. These are things you might want to watch to give you some kind of perspective of what is coming down, not what may come down, what is coming down. You're probably going to see the police force in the future being robotic.
Wow. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back. And we'll pick up this all this wonderful information to bring joy into our hearts and our lives when we get back. Huh.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN.